The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Yeah! Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Ain't it good? It's been one of those weeks where it's like it just dragged. I don't know about for you, but it has for me. It is the 16th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, don't be calling it Android Wear no more. Now you're wearing Wear OS. This actually started a few days ago. We just didn't report on it because the rumors were kind of, well, just that. Really thick rumors. But indeed, Google has decided to rebrand Android Wear. Apparently, it's Google's way of trying to attract, more iPhone users. Their full statement in their blog post yesterday stated that as our technology and partnerships have evolved, so have our users. In 2017, one out of 3 new Android Wear watch owners also used an iPhone. So we're now Wear OS by Google, a wearable operating system for everyone. That's kind of makes sense though. When it was Android Wear, you kind of thought, yeah, maybe I need an Android phone for that. This is just Google's way of saying, yes, we're open for business for everybody. Staying with Google News, now don't be freaked out when you're going through the Play Store and all of a sudden you see video. Yep, video ads, get ready for them. Those, of course, will be alongside the standard static images, as we all know and love, basically for promotion of apps and games. Now, Google says these ads will not autoplay. However, there's been some reports that they are. However, though, my personal experience on an Android device, no, they're not playing. Maybe it depends on what version of Android you're using. Yeah, I know we're thinking, great, more ads. But it kind of has to be, as there's so many companies out there competing for our eyeballs. So it's basically Google's way of saying, let's beta test it and see how it works and see how we can make money from it. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Spotify, can you hear me? Yes, can you imagine searching through Spotify with just your voice? Now, sure, there is that kind of capability with such voice assistants out there, but Spotify might be going native soon. This was recently spotted with a new feature on the music streaming service, though Spotify is not confirming this just yet. But it appears this new feature, if so it will come to be, will work by asking the app, say, I want to play something by this artist, or this album, or this particular song, or even a playlist. In fact, in some screenshots that have leaked out, you can actually do this by pressing a little microphone icon that's at the bottom lower right. Personally, I would love to see this feature. Sometimes it's not a whole bunch of fun trying to sit there and search through all the millions of songs on Spotify. Plus, it would definitely give them an advantage over Apple Music once again. Because let's face it, Siri, yep, still clueless. Getting a little nostalgic with you now. Casio. Just the name sounds nostalgic, doesn't it? Do you remember those musical game-playing calculators from the 1980s? You remember those things? Well, they're back. That's right, Casio is releasing a revival of the calculator known as the SL880. Unfortunately, only available in Japan. Selling this outside of Japan is still yet to be determined, I guess. Guess they're going to see how well the things will fly off the shelves first at 2,000 yen. From what we can see, from online at least, the calculator is equipped with a simple and fun shooting game that apparently intercepts approaching number invaders. And you can do that by pressing the decimal key as many times to match the numbers in the target. Of course, on top of that, you can also use it as a basic calculator. Now, I know we can already do these on our mobile phones in a lot better fashion, too. But come on, it's a Casio. And if you had a Casio in the 80s, whew, you were cool. And finally, Dave. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 2001 Space Odyssey. More importantly, I'm talking about HAL. Well, how would you like HAL on your wall? Yep, apparently the Master Replicas group out there says, yeah, you definitely will want this. The HAL 9000 can now be used to control your entire home. With, of course, the help of Alexa. Now, pricing's yet to be revealed on this, and I'm sure it ain't going to be cheap. But this HAL 9000 is completely interactive. Now, no, Alexa is not going to sound like HAL. HAL is actually there. It's actually clips from the movies, but it does respond to your voice. Alexa's actually integrated into this to make it actually a little bit more useful. You know, so you could turn on your lights, or the heating, or the pod bay doors. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it over to us. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. You can subscribe to the podcast over there. Check out our blog. We've also got some great new reviews up over there, too, including the Skull Candy Crusher Wireless Headphones and our review of Xbox Game Pass, letting you know, is it really worth your moolah every month? Also, check out our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech. Of course, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our Slack room with our BTN community. Check it out right now if you haven't already. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself an awesome Friday and a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.